Hello, this is Karen Madorn from Logan, Kansas, writing for High Plains Public Radio readers. Our spring theme is water replenishment. What an irony that a landscape geographers and surveyors titled the Great American Desert first existed as shallow inland seas. Over several geologic periods, vast waters supported varied marine life and etched inlets while dissolving and depositing sediment. A hike through the resulting hills and canyons reveals fossils that confirm this. A view of derricks and pump jacks drawing compressed ancient life to the surface cancels any doubt about this terrain's origin. Studying Great Plains geology teaches that Paleozoic and Mesozoic waters deposited the region's shale, limestone, and sandstone foundations over a period of 480 million years. Once seas dried, rains fell, channeling into streams and rivers that etched soft stone landscape. It left what writer Harry Chrisman calls a ladder of rivers and streams connecting one watershed to another. These braided channels guided ancient and more recent travelers who wandered here before atlases and maps existed. Word-of-mouth descriptions based on these moisture-formed paths directed roaming tribes from one hunting ground to another for generations. Over time, newcomers followed those old trails and founded permanent communities where seasonal campsites once existed. As evaporated seas morphed into prairie, life changed again. Nomadic beasts and humans depended upon open grassland, now dealt with fences and laws concerning property and water ownership. Huge ranches and farms replaced 160-acre homesteads. Metal rails linked markets and delivered trains full of land-starved immigrants to this place. Communities built churches and schools. Later, asphalt highways and aircraft increased travel speeds across this great desert. This gave way to the term flyover people, a derogatory connotation that folks who inhabit this landscape don't matter. Those who live here disagree. Because of technological advances, change created conflict. Regional residents didn't anticipate trouble until issues erupted into legal battles pitting states, families, communities, individuals, and businesses against one another. Struggles so full of emotion generate story. Story populated by likable and unlikable characters. That leads to fiction and nonfiction texts. These accounts explain life in this contradictory landscape that began underwater, yet now begs to absorb droplets of once familiar molecules. These writings examine lives of those who form our communities, understand and protect our playas and prairies, and who earn livelihoods and raise families in a hard land. High Plains Public Radio readers has assembled titles to explore what it means to hear the roar of ancient waves and winds blowing across native grasses. Writers introduce readers to cultures that sometimes disagree on how to share the place they call home. Researchers present science foreign to many, making participants immigrants into concepts they haven't considered or don't want to navigate. I invite you to join me as I read and explore insights into water and replenishment. To learn more, visit Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.